White. Syracuse, New York, August 20th, 1884. Dear Willie, I have had some talk with brother S.N. Haskell, and from that which I have been myself able to see, I cannot see how it is possible to spare one laborer. It was a real pitiful thing to see the large number out at Iowa, and no one calculated to understand the situation but brethren Farnsworth and Olson. They were very hoarse, and the rest were young men who knew not how to lift. The Lord helped me to work, and I think there is a right mold on the meetings. Here you see are so many camp meetings running that all are not thoroughly manned, and this is sad to think of. The meetings are in large places and need the wisest generalship to do what they ought to do. Elder Haskell should be at the General Conference and Michigan camp meetings. Could not Elder Wagoner leave California in season to attend on his way the Omaha and Independence camp meetings? I think it would be well for him to do this. Elder Haskell would have me be at the dedication of the school and boarding house, which will be arranged after the camp meetings. Brother Oviatt wants a meeting again in Pennsylvania, but they are laying out too great an amount of work for me. I cannot see how I can do it all. Elder Haskell says if he can be of service this winter in California, in going from church to church, he can do more than in a camp meeting. What think you of this? Will it not be better? You have now Elder Wagoner, Corliss, Jones, Loughborough, beside other help as Bellew and St. John, if he is able, and Brother Briggs, who should certainly attend your camp meeting. I think you will do very well for help. Consider the proposition in reference to Elder Haskell's coming in the winter to California. I think I shall speak this evening. It is oppressively warm. Elder Uriah Smith is here, also his wife, Brother Wilbur Whitney, Brother Cottrell, and Brown. Haskell leaves tomorrow or tonight, so you see this meeting is feebly manned. I mean to start in early and get away next Monday, if possible. I am enduring the heat well, but it is terrible. Mother. Thursday morning, August 21st. Brother Smith has just informed me that George Lay has made an assignment. The facts are these. He was engaged in business with his son-in-law, Lane, who is not a safe businessman. This Lane was connected with a party in partnership. These men did not like the way of Lay and Lane doing business and refused to be connected with them, for the principles upon which they had done business were objectionable. The result was, Lay pompously bought them out and established his manufacturing works directly opposite theirs, using the same signs, doing business in the name of these men who had been their partners. These men complained of this and threatened the law against them. Lay asked what they would settle the matter for. The parties said $8,000. They had been damaged that amount. Lay pompously told them he would pay no $8,000. They might law it as much as they pleased. He had money and would law it as long as they would. Well, the result was, judgment was obtained against George Lay for $58,000. He lost $5,000 by fire. This has broken him down financially. There are men in Monterey, Elder Smith says, that heard me make the statement to George Lay in the last conversation I had with him, that he would be lifted up because of his prosperity in making money, and for a time God would bear with him, test him, to see what he would do. But he might gather, and if he abused his God-given powers to place his affection on his property and exalt himself, God would show him how quickly he could scatter his possessions because he did not honor God with his substance and lifted himself up against the God of heaven. Elder Haskell remains today. Tomorrow he goes to the Worcester camp meeting. This leaves them really short-handed. May the Lord give me strength, is my prayer, to say and do all that I ought to do. He will do it. I attended the morning meeting and spoke to them quite pointedly. We long to see the Lord work here. I am so glad to receive your letter from home. Write me as often as you can if you expect me to write to you real often. I shall expect letters often. Don't disappoint me. There is a meeting now in this tent, the auditing committee. Brother Oviatt says that from that meeting held in Pennsylvania, there went out an influence that has done a work all through their section as was never known to be done in any winter before. The result is 100 accessions to the truth. Courage and hope has inspired them since that meeting. This is good news. Mother.